When he died in February of this year, Charles Schulz was the most beloved cartoonist in America. 4 months after his death, President Bill Clinton signed a bill that gave Schulz, creator of the Peanuts comic strip, the Congressional Gold Medal, the country's highest civilian honor. But M. Thomas Inge suggests that Schulz was more than just another talented cartoonist.
Charles M. Schulz was a major pop philosopher, theologian, and psychologist for the second half of the 20th century in America and the world at large. But it is important to remember that he combined these concerns in an eloquent and distinctly American art form, the comic strip. Regrettably, Schulz, who preferred to be called Sparky, is no longer with us. But Peanuts lives on through reprints, anthologies, and animated films. And as we approach the 50th anniversary of the comic strip on October 2, 2000, we can see even more clearly the genuine power and brilliance of his artistry. Peanuts has influenced our popular culture in a variety of ways, from the introduction of such phrases as good grief, rats, and security blanket into our everyday language, to the spin-off books, films, television specials, toys, greeting cards, and gifts that bear the likeness of Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Lucy, and other members of the cast of characters. Americans are great lovers of ritual and tradition, and so powerful has been the influence of Schulz that some of the rituals created in sequences of Peanuts threaten to become a part of our national holidays, such as the Easter Beagle, the annual wait for the Great Pumpkin, or Charlie Brown's efforts in the fall to kick the football, temptingly held by Lucy, but always pulled away at the last moment. There is also a heroic folk tradition to which Charlie Brown belongs, the figure of the little man, the lost soul, or what Charlie Chaplin called the little fellow. Charlie Brown has been an appropriate little soul for the past 5 decades because of his preoccupation with what has possessed all of us, the anxiety over our neurotic behavior, the need to establish our identities, the relationship of self to society, and the overwhelming need to gain control of our destinies. Charlie's influence resides in his ability to accept and humanize the dehumanizing forces around him, and in his eternal hope for improving himself and his options in life. He is someone with whom we can identify. I'm okay if you're okay, Charlie Brown. Sparky Schulz's gift has been the saving grace of comedy, a laugh or two on a daily basis for almost 50 years, itself a singular record in the history of the comic strip. He gave us a momentary safe haven to escape the uncertainties and insecurities of the last century and to look forward with hopeful confidence to the new. You are a good man, Sparky Schulz.
You've been listening to M. Thomas Inge, the Robert Emery Blackwell Professor of Humanities at Randolph-Macon College in Ashland, Virginia. And this is Talking History.